Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it should blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protest. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh. Allah. Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
Well, welcome back once again to None Other Than. And before I even start, I have to say, wow, I'm looking at the 216-400-216-543-216-820-216-255. So with that being said, Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 36. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. Hey, for those listening online, Blog Talk Radio, Lake City Radio, you can feel free to call 646-478-0944 to be a part. Three quick disclaimers before we do anything. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie, me, 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk. I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. And if you can't talk, you don't have to hang up on me. Just stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind. You can always call back and press 1. But you all make the show, not myself. So if you have something on your mind, feel free to add it in. And as I prepare to go to the phone lines, I just need to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Because if I don't, I usually won't get to it. So I'm going to give at least the honorable mention for the Speak Up Poetry Slam that happened last Friday night at Cleveland State University Black Studies Program with Free Food and Taiwan. Now, number 10, last Saturday at the OPN People's Community Center, it was the Bar for Bar Rap Battles. Number 9, Black Man's Army, Man to Man. More on that in just a little while. Number 8, last Saturday, MC Chill's Birthday Bash. Number 7, Black Odyssey moves up. Number 6, debut, Americans for Prosperity Meet and Greet. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, last Saturday was the Refuse Fascism Outdoor Cookout, and that happened at Woodhill Park, a.k.a. Luke Easter Park. Number 4, Wade Park Jazz. ADX performed. That's a debut. A lot of jazz acts were up there. Number 3, the Marshall Avenue Block Party. More on that in just a little while. And number 1, wow, the Radio 1 Takeover. That's the biggest jump. I had to say that you had number 3, number 1. Number 2 was, of course, Black House Sounds. More on that in a little while. A lot of ways people earn their spots. I'm going to say that I'm very thankful that people took the time to call in as usual. A lot of people will say I don't give any information, so let's start off with the National Action Network sponsors, the motorcade to the Board of Election. Reverend Al Sharpton will be speaking at the Board of Elections. That's Friday, September 28, 2018, Abyssinia Baptist Church at East 105 in Tacoma. That's where the 11:30 a.m. lineup. All motorcycles are wanted and welcome. I say ATVs, dirt bikes. Also, the motorcade is to wear, raise awareness to vote in the 2018 general election. What are you going to do with your vote? Use it or lose it. You can contact Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704 for more information. Now I'm going to the first phone call up here, 216-400. You probably don't want to hear anything about a motorcade. 216-400, what's on your mind? 216-400, going once. Going twice. And I appreciate you for keeping with the rules this week and not hanging up the phone. Like I say, I really come to your phone lines even if you don't plan on talking because I want to know something from somebody. It's more stuff going on. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I have something. Hold on. Quick announcement. Kathy Rae Coleman, did you have the nerve to call me on my personal phone line while I'm doing my radio program? Kathy Rae Coleman, you get that infamous shout out. I'll probably pay for it in the long run. But anyway, before I go to the phone line, I think I'm in time to at least speak on one or two things if I can. And a lot of times people will say, hey, you don't announce stuff. So with that being said, I just want to say that the Marshall Avenue Back to School Safety Fair Block Party was more than a success. It wasn't a block party. It wasn't just a safety event. It's not just a back to school event. It was everything wrapped in one. Last Saturday, Councilman Ward 10 Anthony Harrison was there. Black House Sounds headlined. You had food, ribs, barbecue, sides, drinks, cake, ice cream, fish, balloons, children activities, free rocket rides around the neighborhood. Don't ask. You have to go back and see some of the things that will be posted this week. DJ Dollar Rock did his job, but also had a power cipher, which featured Joseph Motley Jr., Sheriff Kilroy, Big E. It was held out there in the rain. It even included DJ Dollar Rock. So Myra Simmons, I thank you for asking us to be there. Well over $1,000 of free raffle prizes, including smart watches, over 20 winners. Thank you, Danielle Woods, for definitely being there. To donate for next year, feel free to contact Myra Simmons at 216-322-3227. Marshall Avenue, 9107, the Marshall Avenue Block Party. You can always contact her also at myraplace@yahoo.com. So with that being said, let me see what's going on with that 216-543. They're probably telling me to hell with block parties. 216-543, how you doing out there?
Hey, Brother Al, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What about you?
Good. This is James Jerome Bell.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. Are you the same James Jerome Bell running for office?
Yes, I am. I happen to be a write-in candidate for the 11th Congressional District of Ohio.
All right. And what caused you to decide to do that?
Well, first and foremost, I have to give praise to the Creator, Yahweh. My platform consists of reparations for slavery and mass incarceration. Number two, abolishing the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Number three, universal basic income. And number four, environmental sustainability. Because if we don't have fresh water, we don't have anything.
Wow. So you just laid out your platform, and I'm going to ask you if you will let people know how they can follow or be a part of your platform.
Well, first and foremost, they can go to my Facebook page, James Jerome Bell, my LinkedIn page, James Jerome Bell, and they also, if they have any questions or concerns or comments, email me at jamesjeromebell2016@gmail.com. Once again, my email address is jamesjeromebell2016@gmail.com. And anyone who emails me, I'll do my best to respond in a timely manner.
Hey, I appreciate you for definitely calling into the program, and may you definitely enjoy everything else and have a blessed evening.
You too, Al. And I just want to tell your listeners that together we can make positive change not only in the 11th Congressional District, but America as a whole, because we as a people are rising.
Man, I appreciate the phone call this evening, and may you definitely hold on and you might hear something that you like.
Thank you so much, Al.
No problem, no problem. And I have actually worked with him out in the community, and I appreciate that phone call. Before I go to the 216-820-216-255-216-799, this will only take me a couple of minutes as I let people know also, going back to the past, the Americans for Prosperity Ohio held a get-together for other activist groups in Northeast Ohio, including Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Mass Army, Inner City Republican Movement, Urban Educational Justice League, Donna Walker Brown, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's first ever General of Action Committee, and she's also the first ever African-American woman of a campaign manager of such a high title for Cuyahoga County Executive candidate Peter J. Corrigan. And she introduced the keynote speaker at Play Arcade and Kitchen off of 5900 Mayfield, I believe Mayfield Heights. And there was definitely free food, coffee, drinks. Candidates such as Krause for Congress, Ohio 9th District, Beverly Goldstein for Congress 11th District, Peter J. Corrigan, once again, Cuyahoga County Executive, was there. He's the Cuyahoga County Executive candidate running against Armand. Daniel Woods again. And before I go to the next phone caller, I need to at least let people know that Burton Leon Reynolds, Jr., a.k.a. Burt Reynolds. Okay, that's better. February 11th, 1936 to September 6th, 2018, American actor, director, producer, TV shows such as Gunsmoke, 1962 to 65, Hawk, I guess one season in 1966, Dan August, 1971. It was his movies that made him a breakout like Deliverance, 1972, The Longest Yard, 1972, if I'm not mistaken. So you had those two movies. Longest Yard came out around 1974. Smokey and the Bandit, 1977. Hooper, 1978. Smokey and the Bandit 2, 1980. Cannonball Run in 81. The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. I just wanted to say that one time. 1982 Academy Award nominee in 1997 for Best Support Actor for Boogie Nights, Rest in Peace. And let me throw out there before I do anything else, William Edward Daly Jr., a.k.a. Bill Daly, August 30th, 1927. To September 4th, 2018, rest in peace, American actor and comedian best known for his sitcom work as Roger Healy on I Dream of Jeannie and Howard Borden on the Bob Newhart Show. So before I do anything else, the next phone call is probably going to tell me, hey, I don't care about none of that. All I want to know is what's happening now. So I'm going to 216-820 to find out what's happening now. What's going on?
I tell you what's happening right now. This is Mr. Powers, okay, the CEO of Black House Sound, and boy, do I have some things I got to say. First of all, okay, for starters, you know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to the couple callers that I heard, and I would also like to hear, and I also want to give a big, 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 big special shout out to the future callers that's going to be calling, you know what I'm saying, within this hour. You know what I'm saying? Big, big shouts out to all of you because, and the reason why I say big shouts out to all of you, because after the things I saw over the weekend, I tell you, Black House Sound definitely makes real Cleveland music. First, on Saturday, oh my God, over there on Marshall, you know what I'm saying? Right,
oh,
right, like a couple streets away from Kensington, Black House Sound. Oh my goodness, man. We were actually rocking the mic at that block party over there. I'm going to tell you that off the rip. Shouts out to DJ Dollar Rock and shouts out to Ms. Myra for even allowing us to come on out and to be a part of that. That was a really, really great experience for me, and I had a really great time, and I cannot wait to hopefully do it again next year. Next up, what I want to give a special shout-out to is the one and only man in the streets himself, Al Porter Jr. You want to know why I want to give that special shout-out, everyone? I'm going to tell you why I'm giving that special out. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. The reason why I'm giving this big shout-out to you, Al Porter, is because when I went to that CMHA release party, oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? I'm telling you right now, you didn't see faces of people that were amazed and people who couldn't believe the outcome of what we had done yesterday down at that Radio 1 building at 6555 Carnegie. I'm going to tell you that right now. Black House Sound
okay.
is on the rise and on the move. And speaking of which, here's the next move for Black House Sound. This coming Friday, September 14th, 2018, from 7 to 9, it will be the Black House Sound Open Mic Night, where Friends and Fellowship, that is 17325 Euclid Avenue, right at the corner of London and Euclid, please come on out and please come and attend. If you have babies, if you got kids, do not go look for a sitter. Bring them on out. It is a free event for everyone. You will have food, fun, live entertainment, and you will not be disappointed because it's not about Black House Sound. It is about the youth because they are the backbone of our community, and I'm going to tell you right now, they are the future of tomorrow. So without further ado, once again, I also want to say that, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to Black House Sound, Black House Sound has a new track up. So go to log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, and you will check out that new track from Joe Legacy and Endo Dub. I'm gonna tell you right now, Black House Sounds is on the move, and I ain't we ain't the only ones on the move. Shouts out to Black Odyssey, and shouts out to each and every single person in Cleveland that is on the rise and making moves, that is trying to put this city on the map and do what we gotta do to fulfill that obligation. This is Mr. Power, CEO of Black House Sound. Shouts out to my brother, my partner in rhyme, Joseph Motley Jr., the founder. Man, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Hurricane Bang, he's on the rise. Sheriff Kilroy's on the rise. And everything else in the land is on the rise. Much love to everyone. Peace.
Peace. And that is so greatly appreciated. As a matter of fact, he said so much. I'll leave my thoughts about what happened with CMHA until later on in the show. I just know that I heard special from somebody that this coming Friday at the Black House Sound open mic, and you know the number 28 passes by at 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112, the second floor, and yes, there's an elevator, so you can't use that excuse. It's Suite 2190. They made a prediction that King Tut will return and challenge President Trump for his title only at the Black House Sound open mic. You can check out the Facebook page for more information. And definitely Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook. And you can Facebook the Black House Sound open mic and Facebook Sheriff Kilroy with different information on that CMHA release party that happened. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at voiceofradio.com. Before I go to the other three phone callers that I see, Solutions met last Friday at 15453 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, 44112. And judicial candidate Billingsley, she came out and spoke with Joseph Motley Jr. about her candidacy growing up in East Cleveland, taking public transportation. Bill Cosby verdict, they were all kicking around. Suge Knight, domestic violence, statute of limitations, and much more. The next Solutions meeting will be Friday the 21st. Number 1, number 37, number 41, number 28 pass right by there. And so also we have the Black Man's Army Band of Man, which is on Facebook. It was held last Thursday, during which young teens and men were treated to at least Sheriff Kilroy barbecuing. Don't ask. Black House Sounds handled the sound and spoke on hip-hop, which is the theme this month. Urban pundits spoke. Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, Raw Solo performed. Youth were pop-locking. Spice It Up, ENT, Mickey Smith, and more. The next one is Thursday the 20th, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, the number 28, number 1, and number 37 bus do pass by. Hey, we met outside last week. And also Down Solid Entertainment was there. Let me go to the 216-255. They're probably saying, I don't care about that man-to-man stuff. I want to hear about person-to-person. 216-255, you're on live. How you feeling?
Hey, Al. I'm good. Of course I care. And I just contacted James Jerome Bell, and I liked his page. And I'll get you off a speakerphone. Oh, my God. I don't know why you're on speaker. Are you still there?
Hey, we're good. I'm still here. I hear you clearly.
All right. I'm trying to get you off a speaker. But I want to say I'm doing a panel. I know I've been absent MIA for a while, but I was working on my house. I had to do a rebuild. And how you been?
Okay.
I've been
excellent. What about you, man? Same here. And the thing is, the feeling is mutual with everybody. So what's happening with you?
Okay. I got you off a speaker. You still there, right?
Got you. I'm still here.
I would say this. Okay, so I'm Don Bryant. I'm doing I'm on a panel discussion tomorrow about the peace movement in these times. And I've been doing a lot of research, actually, because I think war is racism, and war is sexism, and war is lies. So basically, when you Google those headlines, war is racism, a lot comes up, and I'm going to be speaking to that tomorrow. But when I Googled war is sexism, I didn't get a whole lot. I got one article, and it's very interesting. And that one article said that when we get women in the decision-making process, violence decreases. So I just want to put that out for international, national, and local. So let's elect some women. And, of course, the black men would be good, too, because we need to cut that white majority that's been screwing shit up for too long. So, any case. And Frank Jackson,
right.
You know, I'm talking to you, too, but, you know, I don't know what category you're under, but we need to get more women in the government. More women in the government. Frank Jackson's in the category
right.
of you pay me, right? You know?
I mean,
man. That guy, he's been in power for a while, but anyway, we're not on that right now.
Okay.
But I wanted to say that.
True, but keep going.
We're going to be at Peace at the Pub tomorrow with Cleveland Peace Action. See, Cleveland Peace Action is one of those aging organizations, like Women Speak Out for Peace and Justice. We're older, and we're war is accepted across the nation. I mean, you know, 61% of our tax dollars goes to pay for these wars that are based on racism and marginalized people. I mean, what do? We kill people of color across the globe, Muslims, you know, women and children suffer, and war continues because guess what? There's no draft in the U.S., and the casualties are low. In Afghanistan, we lost 11 service people this year, which is great, but how many civilians do we kill in Afghanistan? So I know I'm talking about war, and I just want to say that the more women we have in our government is probably good, and I'll shut up.
Hey, thank you so much, and I appreciate it. And again, where's that panel going to be?
Market Garden Brewery, a couple doors from the West Side Market on 25th Street at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Please come on by, and we're going to talk about, you know, the aging peace movement and how to still try to be, you know, a peacemaking group in Cleveland, how to keep it going. That's it.
Thank you so much. May you have an excellent remainder this evening.
Thank you, Al.
No problem. You know something? I still have, 216-799-216-471, 216-209. So let's go about as fast on these as I possibly can, because I want to at least take the time to give a shout out to Black Lives Matter and other community groups who decided to storm tonight's Cleveland City Council meeting to demand Mayor Frank Jackson, who was just spoke on, and City Council President Kevin Kelly to stop censorship and allow Cleveland residents to speak at City Council. I also want to give a shout-out to Marsha Annette Daniels, who gave a point-by-point presentation on the Sanaa Law, which was named after Sanaa Nicholson, the 9-year-old who was murdered during a gun battle June 20th, I believe, Lee and Cloverside, and four of the perpetrators were teens. The law calls for parent accountability. Black Women's Commission of Cuyahoga County helped sponsor this, and Marsha Annette, I believe, spoke last Saturday at the Lion of Judah Church in Maple Heights. I also want to let people know real quick, since we went across that, you can Facebook CLE ! So Clee, stop business as usual ! Trump and Pence must go ! That's Wednesday, September the 12th at 3 p.m. Community Speak Up and March, Market Square West 25th. Okay. And Lorraine, there'll be a march to the bridge to downtown over the Supreme Court nominee. I do know that I was given one thing, and before I go to the phone caller, Refuse Fascism has said, imagine tens of thousands beginning in several cities and towns with marches, candlelight vigils, rallies, students, religious communities, immigrants, everyone with a heart for humanity in the streets and not backing down, growing from thousands to hundreds of thousands and eventually millions. Our actions will reflect the values of respect for all of humanity and the world we want, in stark contrast to the hate and bigotry of the Trump-Pence fascist regime. The whole world will take heart, and this will shake millions awake, with many losing their adjustment to life under this regime. The international credibility of the regime will be undermined. A determined struggle that doesn't yield and won't be provoked can create a serious political crisis. Those in power who are themselves now under attack by the regime but conciliating with it would be compelled to respond to our struggle from below, leading to a situation where this illegitimate regime is removed from power. I'm going to take a look now. Like I said, I've been going through the list. I know there are people on here, and what better way than to check out what's happening with none other than the 216-799. How are you doing out there?
Two one six seven nine nine going once. 799-1300
Well, yes. Oh wow, and you give your whole number out there. So how are you and who am I talking to?
This is Lon Terry Billingsley, judicial candidate for Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas, General Division.
Okay. And with that being said, let me tell you something. You were speaking so well, I couldn't believe the types of conversations that were at least thrown out. And I'm being very serious. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, what's on my mind this evening is hoping that we all get out to vote, because voting is so important, especially for us in this time, in this day and age. So everyone needs to get out and vote. And also hoping that you get out and vote for me. You can go on to the website, www.BillingsleyNumber4Judge.com. You can also reach out to me directly at BillingsleyNumber4Judge@gmail.com. And I'll answer any questions that come along, because I think transparency is important, and it goes a long way in having a fair, impartial, and community-minded judge.
Oh, wow. You said a whole lot. Before I do anything else, I do know that tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, you're scheduled to be on the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, where we'll spend at least a good 40 to 45 minutes talking to you. But in a couple of minutes, what else would you like for people to know? Because you just hit me hard with that word transparency.
Well, what I want people to know is that, you know, in our county, the judges who we elect, we frequently go by name. We frequently vote for a similar-looking judge. And I would ask you to think about that old adage that your grandma used to tell you, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. So if you want something different, if you want to see change, if you want to see integrity restored to the bench, take a look at me, Lon Terry Billingsley and Bubble N Billingsley in November.
I can appreciate that. And if you don't mind, what do you currently do now?
I'm currently an assistant Cuyahoga County prosecutor. I've done juvenile delinquency, adult felony, and I currently do child support enforcement.
Wow. So at least you see all different types of situations. And I can say that is a powerful thing. And I just want to thank you very much for at least stepping out, because, like I said, I'm looking forward to the interview, because early on the program, there was so much that was said from you at the solutions meeting that I just want to say I appreciated, quote unquote, the honest, transparent conversation that was had. And we look forward to following you and seeing how everything shapes up. And just thank you for at least adding that, I believe, touch of honesty that we needed in an election for judge.
All right, I appreciate you. Thank you. And I'll stay on the line, because I like to listen. I love to listen and hear what the community has to say. So I'll be on the line listening. Won't say much, but I'll be listening.
Hey, we appreciate that, and thank you very much. You know something? I'm telling people out there that I just feel blessed by the Creator. Before I go to the 216-471 number and the 216-209 number, let me at least take 3.5 minutes, just a little 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox, because Peter Corrigan, Cuyahoga County Executive, who was endorsed by the Man on the Street team, so M-A-N, that Music Activism News, so that Man the Street team, has a 10-point program platform, some of which, I'm not going to give all 10, I'll just stick with the easy ones, like number one, attack county corruption with audits and contract process overhaul. Number two, reorganize county agencies to prevent child homicides. Number three, hire and purchase with Cuyahoga First. Now, I'm skipping down to number six because adding 32, wow, to look at that. 32,000 new jobs, net of losses. Okay. Number seven, flattencounty.org chart and clean up financial audit discrepancies. Number eight, eliminate rank and file privilege and unfair hiring in county positions. And number nine, create ombudsman agency and train precinct volunteer committees. And for more points, hey, you have to find them out on your own. But Cleveland.com editorial. Now, you know, it's very interesting because they might not have thought, oh, Peter J. Corrigan that serious. But the recent editorial, I believe it, Cleveland.com, it was, and it said, County Executive Armand Budish. It said the cloud over County Executive Armand Budish. And it said Peter's opponent, Budish, definitely they made the call. And based on what the last phone caller mentioned, when it comes to transparency in August. Now, just picture this. Why in the world would Armand Budish spend taxpayers' dollars to advise the county how to keep future draft audit reports secret from the public? Also, the unpaid leave of Scott Rourke. In other words, they had to take him off for a little while. The chief information officer from Budish administration, because he's undergoing a criminal probe. The audit showed a $1.7 million improper paid salaries and overtime, plus man in the street. About a good month ago, spoke on seeing former East Cleveland Mayor Gary Norton talking to Armand Budish in the hallway of the NAACP, I believe June 24th fundraiser. They were in the hall talking. I stayed out there, and I pulled up my camera phone to take a photo, and they both ran inside. A couple of weeks later, I found out why. Christine Magazine questioned why Armand, who picked Gary Norton, hadn't replaced the former recall mayor when Gary Norton's term was up, at least in February. But then again, his term was kind of up way before then because he was recalled, people. So anyway, I'm going to the phone line, 216-471. Before I do, I just want to point out that you can Facebook or Blog Talk to Gambit Radio or check out OPN Radio on WeUpRadio.com, which is Mondays, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Fred Barkley's Facebook group, as well as official Hurricane Bangs Facebook page. I'm going to the phone call, the phone line of 216-471. Hey, it's probably what my luck Gary Norton said, I deserve to be on that RTA board. 216-471, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Porter?
I'm doing good. What's going on, man?
Hey, it was, first of all, it was good to hear from Don Bryan. Hear Don Bryan on the show. You know, we have black grassroots activists and white grassroots activists and Puerto Rican grassroots activists. And we, you know, we basically fight for similar causes, but we could really benefit more. You know, this whole situation would improve faster if we work together more than we're currently working together. So to hear the, Brother Don Bryan on the show was nice. I'd love to hear from some more of those guys. I'd love to hear from Larry Bresler. I don't know if Steve Alico's been on there, but, you know, these are people that I respect. They're out there fighting a good fight, the same thing that me and you do. But it seems that, you know,
right,
there's still, even within the grassroots activist community, there's this racial divide. So, you know, so I'm glad
you're right.
Brother Bryan was there. You know, with respect to the meeting at City Hall tonight, I'm back in 2016. I think you'll remember I was in a lot of hot water, you know, plain dealer. And what Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County was trying to do was to highlight a phenomenon that we call voter suppression through voter oppression. That's something that we think is going on in Cuyahoga County, And we really believe that the state Democratic Party has been hurt by the fact that the leaders in Cuyahoga County have performed so poorly that, you know, people have given up on voting. And I work for a political organization, a 527, a super PAC. So I'm out in the streets this February, and I talk to people all the time. And it's just amazing that as much as black people support the Democratic Party, this Cuyahoga County Democratic Party has done zero to support us, and it's getting to the point that it's even disrespectful. And not only are they disrespecting the black community, but you remember what happened with the labor unions last year. You know, I'll never forget what they did to SEIU on that Cavaliers arena deal. Now, this is the Democratic Party, and you tell me that there's two bigger groups of supporters than unions and black people. And if they're treating us this way, if they're not only neglecting our needs, but out and out dogging black people and dogging union people, you know, it's time for somebody like the state party, you know, to call it to their attention, because they are losing statewide races because black people in Cleveland and Cuyahoga County are tired of voting. Unless we get a Donald Trump on the ballot, and that doesn't work completely, or Barack Obama on the ballot, we're not coming out to vote the way that we will come out to vote if this government here in the city of Cleveland and in Cuyahoga County wasn't one of the worst in the country. If you look at worst cities in the country in a number of categories, we're either number one or number two, and we've reelected our mayor three times. If you have a mayor that you've elected four times, you should have one of the best. You should have one of the best cities in the country, not one of the worst. And I don't even want to start with Bobby Buttigieg, but at least I'm predicting that he won't be in that position much longer. But this dude, he's an embarrassment to the county, and the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party is an embarrassment to the state party. Hey, I don't want to take up all your time, my brother. I got a little bit hot under the collar, so I'm just going to say once again, God bless you and your family, and God bless your audience. I'm about to hang up because I'm getting even angry. Have a good day, brother.
You too. Thank you very much. And the one thing that I can say I'm looking forward to, I'm going to have to invite him in for the first 7 to 8 minutes tomorrow, the first 7 to 8 minutes of the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, to talk about winning $500 in 60 seconds. $500 in 60 seconds. He talked about it last week. He talked about it last Monday. And then on Voice and Radio, hey, you can download the MixCloud app or the MixLR app for voiceandradio.com. But Tuesday, October 16th at 5 p.m. is coming up real fast, the Hip Hop Radio Workshop with Al Porter. Now, I'm telling you, Jeff Mixon, president of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, and definitely the owner of Community Innovations, LLC. So my thing is, you need to tune in, because tomorrow it's going to be hot like this program is right now. Before I go to the 216-209, let me also move as fast as possible as I can to at least throw out there to people that, you know, just a 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Not a major one, but you know, Jim Renacci, U.S. Senate candidate, the NRA, I believe, Bev Goldstein, for the 11th District. They were out at the Browns' home opener, giving out American flags and saying players shouldn't disrespect the flag by kneeling. And I understand that, but wait a second. Nobody kneeled with a flag underneath their knee. Number one, it was a form of protest to stop MFN police from killing us and cause people to talk, because cops just haven't been found guilty of killing us yet. 137 shots, Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, in our own backyard. So what the? Maybe kneeling will stop something, at least cause us to think. Now, if you love America so much, why can't the NRA and other people realize that the first thing is, it's just, we got to point out, if you're saying America first, land of the free, respect that is freedom of speech. To burn the flag, stomp on the flag. Freedom means freedom. Now, if Mook Dog goes to prison for shooting my mama in the back, God forbid, why can't Officer Bill Brady go to prison for shooting my mama in the back? Now, all those out there, here's a point to ponder. What if, I'm going to say 20 straight years, just 20 straight years, black men with badges shot white men and women, and some of it was seen on videotape. A lot of it goes to trial. And all the black men with badges were found innocent because we had badges. Now, what if Tom Brady came out and took a knee and said, I'm kneeling till black cops quit shooting white people? Would you say? What would you say, people? What would you do? Would you say, it's his constitutional right to kneel? Done for right now. I'm going to 216209. I kind of know that this is probably somebody saying, damn it, you unpatriotic, get off my Monday night radio. 216209, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. And
okay.
You know, I want to start with answering the questions you asked right before you chimed into me. One of the reasons why a black guy can't get fair justice in the justice system is because his bond rate is higher than any other race that's out there. So that means if you get in trouble, whether it's a minor or just a next to nothing offense, your ticket, your bond rate will be higher. Now, people at the county building and stuff, I had a discussion with a gentleman from the county building today about this. And you know, he argued with me about it, like, no, it's kind of more of a fair system. So when I took him back to the year 1683 and I showed him right there in Emancipation where they do not allow blacks to benefit or gain any monetary access off of anything that's coming as far as businesses or anything that's profitable. So if someone was wrong in the justice system, they're gonna remain wrong. If someone's right in the justice system by a black person, they're still gonna be wrong, because black people are not meant to put up or gain any monetary value off of anything in this country. Just so happened that there's so many people here, they can't stop everybody at the same time. So this is why some of us come up and some of us don't. And then we also have the dumbed-down effect, where you have bad music out here, bad artists out here, and it's the difference between the two. Bad music can just be bad. A bad artist knows the difference between the two, but choose to do bad. And dumb you down to make you believe it's okay to get high on drugs. It's okay to go out here and shoot somebody. It's okay to go to jail and come home and talk about it like it's the greatest thing ever. But if he loves a woman or loves someone else, then that's a terrible thing. That's the difference between a bad artist and a good artist. I had to put that out there because it goes hand in hand. And what you listen to is somewhat food to the brain of what you kind of particularly want to do or have a feeling to do. I hit on these subjects because I'm an artist as well, and I don't choose to speak on all the bad all the time. I don't choose to put myself in the picture of the bad so you can picture me doing bad so you can say, yay, that's okay. That's I think that's living foul. I think the situations that we're faced with are living foul. And to say and glorify it is even worse than just living foul. I'm John from Black Odyssey. I shoot music videos. I own the Shoe Shine Stand. I do a lot in the community to help the community. I also throw shows and help others build upon their career, whether good or bad. Because if you're not out here killing somebody and you're out here trying to do something constructive, whether it's good or bad at that moment, I'm still trying to help you because I don't want to see you do anything bad. So for those who I help
right.
and they're still going in the wrong direction, I still try to encourage them to do the right thing, say the right thing, speak the right thing. So if you care to check out any videos, you can go to YouTube and put in Black Odyssey TV. That's BLAQODESSY TV. And you can look up a slew of videos from 3 days ago and 2 days ago all the way down to like 5 years. You also can reach me on Facebook at John Allen. And when you see a guy with glasses and a bush beard that looks salt and pepper, that's me. You can also catch me on Twitter and Instagram with using at Black Odyssey. That's at BLAQODESSY. Shout out to Black House Sounds, everyone who calls this radio station. And I want to give y'all a piece of good information. Doing the right thing gets you further than just saying the right thing. ACTIVE sets you free. I'm John from Black Odyssey.
Thank you so much. Did we hear a lot there? A lot of truth, and it's greatly appreciated. What I'm going to do is go and see who chimed in this late in the whole thing. I'm looking at a 216-848. How you doing out there?
Greetings, Mr. Porter. How you doing? It's Major Taps from the Pod Entertainment Music Group. Calling in, checking in. How you doing?
Doing excellent.
Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Just getting back
how
from
was
ACL. It was awesome, yo. We did our thing representing Cleveland. Also, shout out to SGS. They was down there doing their thing also. So it was like, you know, it's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, good names from Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, artists and stuff that's putting things out here, you know what I'm saying, that's actually doing stuff out here. Also, besides that, though, I had the opportunity to run into Nokia Jones. Hello?
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm here.
Nokia Jones, she was the female police officer that she's basically talking about the racial profiling and the situations, you know,
right.
She dealt with an experience and stuff out on the force, and she's also just giving, explaining to the young people out there about, you know, so how to act and, you know what I'm saying, what to do when you stop by police officers and stuff like that. She was the lady that basically made headlines all over the social media when she came out, you know what I'm saying, and was addressing issues and stuff, and she got, like, backlash from her police station and stuff like that. I ran into her.
Right.
She wants to link up with you too, Al, because I told her all about you, and I told her about BMA. So later on and stuff like that, we can. I want to get with you, Mr. Porter, and so
appreciate
I'll introduce you guys
that.
And stuff like that. So that was awesome. You know what I'm saying? And be looking out for, like I said, some more music from. For Pride Entertainment Music Group, TID. Also, we out here in the field, too. BMA, Black Man Army.
That's right.
And my number is 216-848-7970. Whoever want to get at me, who want to collab with something like that, but please believe, I talk with a very level head when it comes to biz, all right? I say biz and stuff like that because
right.
I believe biz. The word business has the word sin in it. Shout out to Silver B. He schooled me on that one. So if you want to call me chaps and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, and you want to do something with this brother right here, anybody involved with Proprietor and Music Group, you want to do anything, you know what I'm saying, all you got to do is call me and stuff like that. Please talk with a little bit, because if you don't, yeah, I will, like, just boot you and stuff like that. Like, I don't know you. So with that being said, Mr. Porter, you have an awesome day. All right.
You do the same. I thank you so much. And, you know, this is what I'm going to take the time to do right now. I'm going to go to the phone number that has all these ones in it and give you 2 or 3 minutes to speak. How you doing out there?
I'm blessed. And yourself? This is Sister Smith.
Okay. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, Brother Porter, I thought I would come on the air tonight and just put it out there for your listeners that ABC Management, which is Abel Bishop and Clark Realty, is at it again.
Mm-hmm.
And they are Ponzi schemers. And I just believe what the word said in John 8:32, and you shall know the truth and it shall set you free. And even when people are, you know, coming against you behind the scenes and in front of the scenes, you have to stand firm and speak the truth. So I just want to go very quickly into this scripture. But that's a realty company, and I just want to let everyone know that if you are buying a home, to avoid these people. They are in Beechwood, Ohio, okay? And that is just a little fruit for thought there. The disturbing news is a topic, very quickly, I know I've got two more minutes, and today's
mm-hmm.
Bible reading, Matthew 8, says, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and that is from Matthew 2 and 3, the New King James Version. And I'm going to condense it a bit with the time that I have. When they heard of the birth of the Savior, some were overwhelmed with joy. They knew that this was the moment of his to celebrate. God's promised Messiah had come. The ancient prophecy had been fulfilled. Some realized that this was a transforming moment, that God was asserting his sovereignty into the affairs of men, providing hope. But some were disturbed by this news. In fact, King Herod was deeply troubled. He was so upset that his emotions were felt throughout the entire city. Everyone knew that the king was unhappy, and his reaction fostered unrest. The idea of a new king renewed his concerns about rivalry to the throne. In his rise to prominence, Herod ruthlessly had eliminated rivals and cultivated his own position. But the news about a new king represented a threat to his power and potentially disrupted his plan. It was a challenge to his worldview and shook up his assumptions. So there is so much more that I have to say, but I'm going to cut it short, and I just want to leave it with those of you that are interested in Jesus Christ, that anything that is negatively coming against you, please know that it is temporary, and those things that we cannot see are more powerful than those things that we can see. So there is no need to be afraid of anyone, no matter how much money and power they have. Just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and know that there is not a leaf that falls off a tree anywhere in this kingdom or nation that he does not know about. And that's all I wanted to say tonight. Thank you so very much, brother, for this time.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to at least take, 2 minutes, about 2 minutes and 30 seconds, play a track. And when I come back, I have to talk about what happened in Radio 1 yesterday. I also need to talk about this whole MGK, Eminem thing. So just give me a couple of minutes, and I promise you I'll be right back. But as if on cue, we have to keep praying. Black Odyssey, be right back in a moment.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you. For a minute, keep praying. Yeah. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city. Plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Unto the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man, we'll call.
come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, that the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
We're going to run everything that we can all in a row, so let's start off with a 10-foot stepladder for this soapbox, because I wish to thank Black House Sounds, Hood Famous TV, 1008 Vision, GMS Shakespeare for helping Sheriff Kilroy do the unthinkable. Well, you can check out the Sheriff Kilroy Facebook page for proof, and more will go on there, but the first artist to hold a CD release inside Z107 Swine, I mean Radio None, I mean, hold up a second. Hey, as an artist myself, a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, I just want to thank. And why? Because let's say Northeast Ohio, Cleveland Radio 1 building, first ever CD release held on the inside of there. And you can definitely check out the Fred Barkley live group where hundreds watched it. E-Man Kingley Facebook lived it. And, hey, our whole group. And, oh, yes, the African-American History Museum was represented there, as well as Ernie Harris, former Black on Black Crime Incorporated president. And we all ended up live on Art McCoy's radio show. We even spoke on Teresa Bailey, who passed from being one of eight people who was shot, leaving four young children behind after the Club X shooting that happened. And club owners' responsibilities was spoke on. Jeff Mixon showed up. Unfortunately, by next time, we'll make sure you know how to get inside. We got you, brother. And look, people, I'm thankful that the creator allowed my regional management, Black House Sounds, and international management, Shakespeare, to help me do the historic move. Black House Sounds filmed the beginning scene to the upcoming video, and there were already film scenes of me doing these lyrics from a location that Danielle had taken me to, where my partner, Mr. Motley, can draw from. Now I might have written a book with a soundtrack, performed in front of thousands at Cleveland State University's Wolstein Center. 16,000 heard my music from the BMA bus. But if I can't go inside of Radio 1 and tell them that they need to send bands to cover everything from vigils, rallies, more positive events than just clubs, beauty supply stores, shoe stores, what kind of man am I? And as a matter of fact, I just want to say, if you're the creator's child, quit being so scared. Quit being damn scared. Next week, Monday, TuneCore, 150 sites will carry Finality by Sheriff Kilroy, hip-hop rap label Black-on-Black Crime Music, which HGS said, I'm putting this single out because you go hard, Mr. P. I want to see how much further you can go. So in the future, you can look for Black House Sounds to do their thing underneath the label. I'm proud to be with them, as well as 1008 Vision to do things, as well as Hood Famous TV to do the same thing. I'm a hobby rapper who loves hip-hop. If you're a real rapper, don't let me outwork you. Damn. I want to also throw out there real quick that www.eastsidedailynews.com, you can check out their photos, including the Black Man's Army Man to Man, program is in an article with the Black House Sounds open mic. It's in the upcoming article so that people can see what's happening where, as well as Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop mentioned. I also want to take the 3-foot step ladder for my soapbox and say that in 2010, when I won my Damon Mumford Humanitarian Award from the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, I remember leaving the stage. And one of the first two people to congratulate me was, I believe, Khadijah's Creations, and the second person was somebody by the name of MGK, where I'd met him a few times at Spitboxers Freestyle Exam University. So I want to thank, I have to thank, Eminem, a.k.a. Slim Shady, for dissonant. Why? Well, because there are a bunch of others that were dissed along with MGK. And the reason that I thank him for doing that, because the guy from Shaker, Ohio, who represents Cleveland, MGK did what a lot of nationwide artists are afraid to do. Eminem released Kamikaze, declared himself the greatest of all time, and MGK Machine Gun Kelly answered with Rap Devil with So Hard, even saying, I'm from Cleveland. And MGK hit number one on U.S. iTunes chart, the Apple Top 100 U.S. chart, the Apple Hip Hop and Rap U.S. chart, number 12 on Apple Top 100 U.K. chart. Boom. And the Browns didn't lose to Pittsburgh yesterday. Didn't win, but darn it, they didn't lose. And I wish to give credit where credit's due. How hot is Black House Sound's new upcoming COD mix CD? Conscious on Delivery. I heard there's a dance workout routine. The True Activists. It's the new song featuring Joseph Motley Jr. and Sheriff Kilroy on the Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page. And the dance workout routine will be debuted tomorrow noon. So darn it, I got to take off work to see the person who actually invented it. Who did? Find out tomorrow. With that being said, I humbly say thank you to everybody who's still on the line. I appreciate you all. Things can happen. Dreams can come true and all of that. And next week, we got to go with Why Man in the Street chose Beverly Goldstein right now against Marsha Fudge, who's the Ohio 11 Democrat. Could it be because Fudge voted against the Veterans Benefits Continuing Fund resolution in 2013? Could it be because Fudge voted against improving our North American energy infrastructure? Could it be because Fudge voted against lowering gasoline prices in 2014? Or Fudge voting against approving the Keystone XL pipeline in 2014? Nah, it has a lot more to do with the fact that, darn it, we can't read in our area. And I'm sitting on some information about 16 pages of which, that when you look at half of them, it's a damn shame that nothing has been done to bring up the fact that we need to be able to read to compete for jobs. What I said for right now, got myself in enough trouble. Thank you all. Look for the instant replay on, hey, I'll probably post it on Facebook's Man in the Street. That's Al Porter, Man in the Street Facebook page. Thank you all. Let's try to visit some of each other's events and follow the websites that people put out there. That's the only way we'll galvanize into a stronger force. Peace.